KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house, and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News. Tesla's getting ready to unveil a new vehicle tonight at an event in California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called it the Cyber Cab, a self-driving taxi that would operate much like the rideshare service Uber does, just without any drivers.
That would allow the specialized vehicles, or who knows, maybe even passenger Teslas, to operate on this robo-taxi network.
But Inside EV's Patrick George says Tesla is facing a litany of federal and state investigations into the safety of its current driver assistance technology, which the company calls Autopilot. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The project was originally slated for release in August, but it faced several delays. Another recall due to listeria concerns. No illnesses have been reported this time, but Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack has recalled over 9 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items. Department of Agriculture says it discovered the issue after routine testing of its poultry products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Is that the best way to talk up our show?
I think so. Yeah. It just seems very positive to me. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Must work.
Okay. 6 minutes past the hour. It's the John and Gordy Show for a Thursday morning. And Terry Bell is in the studio with us with the top story, the big story of the day, of course. It's the hurricane.
Yeah, right. Thanks, guys. Yeah. For sure. Hurricane Milton hit Florida overnight, and it is big. So far, about 16 inches of rain have fallen. Wind gusts of excess of 100 miles an hour. Power out to 3 million people, and a number of deaths, that's going to be very high. Any number right now is very preliminary because Milton has a long way to go yet, and it just seems like this is going to be even more devastating than the last hurricane, which was just a couple days ago.
Yeah, a lot of tornadoes too, and and one good thing, or you know, I don't know if it's that good, but the surge was not as big as they thought it was going to be. They were talking about 10 or 15 foot surges, and that was not, you know, maybe 3 or 4 foot surges, but still a ton of rain and. And a lot of flooding to deal with.
For sure. Yeah.
It's going to take a long time to.
And another thing that's going on is. A lot of people are trying to politicize this and spreading a lot of misinformation, and that's something that's you know, the White House is trying to tamp down. Is a lot of Marjorie Taylor Greene going around saying that the government has machines that control the weather. Even here in Wisconsin, Eric Hovde has been making claims about FEMA funding, which the agency says aren't true. So it's been unfortunate in a lot of ways.
Well, this is what happens when a Republican is a governor of the state.
I was just reading.
Here we go with not making it political.
This wouldn't have happened if Trump were president. So,
according to him, yeah, something like 125 tornado warnings in the three major cities.
There. Absolutely,
that's amazing.
It just boggles the mind.
It sure does. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it didn't. At least the water levels. At least that worked out this time. I mean, despite the 17 inches of rain.
Right.
But still.
And we're seeing images of some, you know, flooding and roads washed out and sinkholes, which are
sinkholes. That's right.
Yeah. So you know,
those are a big deal.
Water is a powerful element. You don't want to mess around with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks,
well, Terry.
All
right. Yeah. Thank you Terry, so
thank
much.
You bet. Thank you.
This is going to be a story for a long time.
All right.
Recovery efforts.
Well, I might as well throw this in because I haven't gotten to the story. This is Marco Rubio busted for lying about how he voted against hurricane relief aid. This is going to be cut 39. And Marco Rubio wasn't successful at arguing this point. Let's listen.
Other senators vote for relief for your state when you didn't vote for a package to help theirs.
Oh, I've always voted for hurricane and disaster relief. I've even voted for it without pay for it. What I didn't vote for in Sandy is because they had included things like a roof for a museum in Washington, D.C., for fisheries in Alaska. It had been loaded up with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with disaster relief. And I wouldn't support disaster relief efforts. I would never put out there that we should go use a disaster relief package for Florida as a way to pay for all kinds of other things people want around the country. So I think that's the key in moments like this. And Sandy, unfortunately, they loaded it up. They really did with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with Sandy.
I read the Congressional Research Service report last night. It sounds like that roof actually was damaged by the hurricane. And what happened in Alaska was the result of another disaster. But in any event.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. but anyway, let's move on to something else. I just trashed you. I just proved you a liar and wrong. All right. I wanted to complete a story that I had last hour, and this is Eric Hovde not liking kids on their parents' plan of health care, and that people should have health care for their entire life.
Yeah, what's one wrong plan. With this guy? Yeah.
Well, you know, in other words, you could call it universal health care. but he doesn't quite get that. Anyway, this is cut 44. Let's play it.
All right. I was really wondering about Obamacare, and I know President Trump wants to repeal it, so, you know, let's hope he gets to do that. But I'm really concerned, especially about that provision for that kids can stay on until they're 26. I don't think it's doing our young people much good. I mean, it just makes them lazy.
It's a stupid idea for this reason. All we're doing is delaying younger people's maturation.
Right.
That's right.
And they need to grow up and move on and stand on their own 2 feet. And by the way, your lowest health care costs are when you're 21 to 26.
Right.
Yeah.
Frankly, what we should have is personalized health care that you buy when you're young that stays with you your whole life instead of having some business and then you leave that business.
That's universal health care.
That's
your health care policy that travels with you.
It's called universal health care.
That's what, yeah.
So
he's
personalized.
He doesn't know
way.
That. Though,
personalized health care.
Yeah, personalized.
I love the way they differentiate because, you know, a person could be completely different from another human next to them. We all have the same diseases, Eric. I don't know. You know, who am I to complain?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the current stuff here. You know, Trump actually helped Vladimir Putin during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, he had a bunch of phone calls with him, and he's still calling him.
That was so much fun.
They're buddies.
That was great to listen to this. So let's go to cut 66 on this here. This is a daily show.
Remember the early days of the COVID pandemic when tests had just been developed, but you couldn't find one to save your life? Well, now we know where they went.
There is reporting that former President Trump, the then sitting president at the time, had, quote, secretly sent Putin a bunch of Abbott point-of-care COVID test machines for his personal use as the virus spread rapidly through Russia.
Here's how the phone call goes between Trump and Putin.
This is good.
Putin says, please don't tell anybody you sent these to me, Trump. I don't care. Fine. Putin, no. I don't want you to tell anybody because people will get mad at you, not me. They don't care about me.
Oh, if that phone call didn't just annex my heart.
Jordan Klepper.
Yeah, he is
Daily
really
Show.
A great host for that program. But yeah, that's kind of what happened. And the thing is, you know, it's a problem. He shouldn't be talking to Vladimir Putin in the first place.
According to Woodward's book, they talk all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. even since Donald Trump wasn't president. He's talked to him 8 or 10 times since then.
That's right.
Like that.
Well, somebody's saying that
somebody's
got
to talk to him.
They're saying it's illegal. He can't do that.
He's not supposed to.
No. Not since the beginning of the country. They banned that. It's a law preventing somebody from undercutting the current presidency and their position.
Right. Former government officials not right. supposed to do that.
So anyway, let's go on to Kamala Harris's response to that, and that's Cut 67.
Well, today, Vice President Kamala Harris had this to say about it.
In the height of the pandemic, and remember, and your listeners will remember, people were dying by the hundreds.
Yeah.
Everybody was scrambling to get these kits, the tests, the COVID test kits.
You couldn't get them.
Couldn't get them.
Right.
Couldn't get them anywhere.
Right.
And this guy who is president of the United States is sending them to Russia, to a murderous dictator for his personal use? You're getting played. And some would say, look, I grew up in the neighborhood. Some would say you're getting punked.
Yeah.
If you stand in favor of somebody who's an adversary over your friends on principles that we all agree on.
Now, the Trump campaign responding to these claims an angry fashion. Let me just read part of the statement. None of these made-up stories by Bob Woodward are true and are the work of a truly demented and deranged man who suffers from a debilitating case of Trump derangement syndrome.
There you go.
Woodward is an angry little man and is clearly upset because President Trump is successfully suing him because of the unauthorized publishing of recordings he made previously. It was just a little taste of the statement.
Yes.
I love that they call it the Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah.
They act like it's an actual medical term.
Well, it is for Trump. He has Trump derangement syndrome. It's him.
Yes,
It
is an amazing thing. You know, everybody is described like that. They might as well just make stickers, you know, and just post it on all of these comments. So, you know, they say the same thing over and over. And why is everybody, you know, suffering from Trump derangement syndrome? Why is that? No one ever seems to ask it. Here's a post describing how Trump wanted to treat Americans. The person you support for president got on TV and told us to inject bleach being a disinfectant.
Right.
And here's a MAGA response to that. He never said that, but you know that already. And you're going to keep saying it over and over. We did have that cut.
That, yeah.
Can we just play it? Let's play it.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way.
I can't believe
that. And
this.
I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
The right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant.
Disinfectant.
It knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs, and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with, but it sounds interesting to me.
With that, you have to use medical doctors. Yeah. See, I had not noticed that part of his comment until now, and it's like,
doctors.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
do you have to use medical doctors for something like that? I guess so, you know. Of course, it kills the host, but it kills the disease.
Are you familiar
too.
With, like, the bell curve of knowledge? Like, on one end, you've got people who know absolutely nothing but think they know everything.
Yeah, right.
And then the other end is, like, people who know a lot. Trump is on the end of people who know absolutely nothing and think they know everything.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
You just imagine the meetings they had with him, with all the doctors and scientists, and he's leading the meeting and just coming up with this
I remember
stuff.
Watching that live, and my jaw dropped.
Yes.
I was freaking out. I was looking at the other doctor that was sitting there. I forgot her name, but she was sitting there freaking out completely because they showed her face close up, and it was not good.
Yeah. 18 past the hour, Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, joins us next on the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information.
Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Cordy Family Show. It's a big day today. We've got a lot of clips, and we've got a special guest.
Yes, we do. Brittany Merlot is with us, and she has brought along a special guest.
That's right. For That's us the this guest morning. That we have this morning. And he's adorable. Oh, Butters.
Yes.
For those Butters. Of you watching on X or Facebook or YouTube, wherever you're watching,
he's a hugger. Look at that guy.
Butters the cat. God. Yeah. How old is Butters?
He is 14 now.
Oh, don't.
He's getting up there.
Doesn't like it when you mention his age.
No, he didn't give me that look, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Now he's turning away. He shouldn't do that.
He just snuggled up to you right before we came on the air, apparently, right?
Yeah.
He's the best. He's my mini meteorologist. He stayed up while I got my master's degree till 3 a.m. every night studying with me. So
wow, he was there with you.
I wanted to bring him up here.
That is great. That's fantastic.
And you have another cat too, right?
I do. He's got a sister, but she's sleeping right now.
What's her name? What's her name?
Baby.
Baby and Butters. Okay.
And Butters.
All right.
Well, we got to talk about the hurricane because it's made its way through Florida, but a lot of damage and 3 million people without power and tornadoes and flooding. And it's just awful.
Do you have an explanation why the surges didn't take place? Is anybody come up with a reason why the water levels didn't rise up as they predicted?
Up to like 15 feet. I would like to know why. Probably be just because it weakened and stuff. But I know it got to at least, I think, 10 feet into Venice, Punta Gorda, and I think even 50 miles south into like Charlotte County. They got a decent amount of surge. But in Tampa, it was actually being pulled out of the bay because the track of this hurricane actually shifted south a little bit. So that definitely hit more of the Sarasota, Venice area. But rainfall, whew, it was a lot. Yeah. I know that Tampa's in a flood emergency all the way inland as well. 130 tornado warnings associated with Milton.
Isn't that crazy?
I've never,
never heard of that.
Ian had 64. This is a pure tornado outbreak, and these weren't, usually they're little spin-ups in hurricanes. These were Midwest wedges. This was serious stuff that happened out ahead of this system. So I know that there's search and rescue responders, everyone out there right now seeing what's going on. I think St. Pete's water main broke, so they're not allowed to use any water. A lot of issues going on.
Now, they had a lot of warning on this, and a lot of people did heed those warnings and headed, out of the zone where this was hitting. And also, there were a lot of people that didn't come back after Helene a couple of weeks ago. So they're saying maybe, you know, maybe that was that's going to keep the injuries and the deaths down a little bit from what they could have been. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, my biggest concern was, is we were all focused on the first original track. It was more north.
Right.
Did everyone further south evacuate? That is my concern. I hope that they, you know, with a lesser surge, they weren't in the target and then it shifted to them. So hopefully that they were out of there. But scary stuff. I was watching some videos. Those winds were vicious.
Yes.
Knocking trees down, power blasts, outages, heavy, heavy rain. The surge just pouring in from the ocean in waves. It was something.
Well, turning to our weather, no big deal, you know.
No.
I mean, everything's pretty nice right now. And a little chilly this morning. Yeah,
it has been the most boring week in weather.
Around here.
I just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I know. There's nothing going on. High pressure. Yeah. A little warm front moving through. I mean, we'll make it to the low 70s today. Mm-hmm. And we'll spike to 80 tomorrow. It'll get a little breezy out there. So no burning. Bad idea.
Right. Yep. And some northern lights possibilities, I was hearing.
Again, still. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
It's such an active season. That sun is just flaring those solars, and it's beautiful. So, yes, we could see that again. The clear skies, the high pressure keeping us here. It's going to be good. But we do have clouds moving in by Saturday night and through Sunday. So keep that in mind. We've got some rain chances Sunday morning, and those temperatures fall.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the weather
What's
around here.
On Earth.
Yeah. But it's time for
Interplanetary Weather.
So what planet are we traveling to for our weather report today, Brittany?
Let's go to Saturn.
Saturn. Oh, we like Saturn. Yeah. How are the rings shaping up?
They look ring-like.
I want to go there.
So what's the weather on Saturn today?
Well, their high temperature today is going to be -188 degrees.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
we should really appreciate our warm up.
Any wind chill factors in that, or they don't have?
Oh
any
no,
wind.
Those
that
are cold weather
anymore, remember?
Now. Yeah,
yeah, we can't report wind chill anymore. Okay. That's banned here. And just a little. This is interesting. Voting rights groups sued Florida state officials to reopen voter registration amid Hurricane Helene and Milton. The lawsuit came after DeSantis ignored pleas from these civic groups who wanted to extend the registration period beyond Monday. He wouldn't do it. You know, hurricane or not, you got to get out there and register, or else that's it.
Oh my gosh!
They'll probably win this one.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right,
Brittany. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Right.
Enjoy the weather today where you are, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Say hello to Butters.
Butters, the cat. Right. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Brittany.
I thought this was interesting. The Trump Bible costs $3 to make in China. He made it in China? Well, how do you like that? The Bible's made in China. They slipped. China. I can't. You know, the thing is, people were paying what?
I don't know.
$60, $59.99 for these Bibles because they had so much in it. You know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution.
Yeah.
And the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights isn't part of the Constitution. It's separate. Yeah, it's a separate piece of paper.
Yeah.
All right. So
you want to grab a phone call here?
Let's go to a phone call.
If we got it, we have a little bit of time here. Dick, go ahead with your comment. Dick is on the line.
Well, real quick, I would love to ask Brittany, does it seem to me too that there's way more tornadoes being spawned? I know it happens, but over 24. But real quickly, to the Harris and Walz team, you know, Trump, and recently, only a week or so ago, right in Wisconsin, I think, at Prairie du Chien, he's sitting there banging on, oh, you know why the Democrats never talk about climate change anymore? Because it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, go tell the people in Florida about the hoax.
Right. Yeah.
You know, exactly.
He's insane. The guy is. You put it perfectly. He knows nothing, but yet he thinks he knows everything.
Yes. Yeah.
It's real scary for somebody that's running for president.
I know. My MAGA friend in Milwaukee continues to say how much it's a hoax.
Yes.
A global hoax.
Right. It is 7:28. Thank you, Dick, for that comment. Coming up next, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here on the John and Gordy Show. 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's National 4-H Week, but just how strong is 4-H in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We'll take a closer look at membership numbers next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Jessica Jens is Wisconsin State 4-H Program Director through University Extension, and she says 4-H involvement and activities in 2024 remain strong and continues to grow.
In Wisconsin this past year, we had over 26,000 members of 4-H. So those are enrolled members. When we look at our 4-H participants, we're closer to 100,000. So that's all of our youth programs that we have in Extension added up together. All of those technically fall underneath the 4-H umbrella, which is pretty neat because of our background and our place in Cooperative Extension. Our membership program is alive and growing. This past year, we had an increase of about 3%. The year before is about 8%. So we are certainly rebounding from the COVID pandemic like all the other youth organizations.
Jessica Jens, our Wisconsin State 4-H program manager. She said that there are more than 1,100 clubs across the state of Wisconsin involved in the 4-H organization. She also suggests if parents or young people want to get involved in the 4-H and become a Clover Kid, start your inquiries at your county extension office.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And the Save Our Songbirds organization alerting me that we've got another big bird migration that will fly over the state of Wisconsin on Friday evening. Ryan Brady with Save Our Songbirds says that many of the wild birds decide to fly over our state overnight because of wind patterns, weather, and the lack of predators. Again, that next big bird migration happening Friday night into Saturday morning. And that's a look at what's happening in food news for a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
They said these guys were washed up three decades ago, but here they are again on the air in Madison on WMDX. Why? Conspiracy? Or just another dumb program director?
Could be.
We love you, Stephanie. Why are you saying that?
92.7 WMDX.
She was so nice to us at the event at the Barrymore.
Oh, she was. That was a great event.
Oh,
yeah.
We're hanging out with everybody there.
Well, you know, I still listen to the program.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff. It really.
They're great.
They're nuts. Yeah. Yeah, I do love them.
She follows the John and Gordy Show at 8 o'clock.
We got a few texts here. It's easy to text us. Just go to the Civic Media app and text us. One is, Trump's communication director writes like a pissed off teen. Actually, teens write better than that in response, you know, to the fact that Trump is a very good friend of Putin's.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thanks for those texts.
Or the Kremlin confirmed that this is true. All right.
Gretchen from Green Bay.
Yeah, Gretchen. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, we have a lot of texters this morning and a lot of people watching on YouTube or Facebook or X. I think it's the new picture that we have in the background.
That's got to be it. Because the wallpaper change. So.
We had the old picture for a long time.
And this is when John and Gordy were with the Blue Man Group.
Right. And the Blues Brothers, you know, we're kind of combining things.
We don't know why it's turned blue.
Well, yeah.
But
there it is.
That's the way it is.
And this portion, let me just say, sure, John, sure. I hate to interrupt you. Yeah, I don't like to interrupt you. It's a thing.
Well, you know how angry I get.
You get pissed off, and I don't like that either.
I get Gordy derangement syndrome. I'm sorry.
That's what you do. this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Yeah.
We love these people. They, you know, you can sleep better and you can dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. Okay. All right.
All right. Now,
yes.
We want to mention that earlier this morning, 6:35, we did not have Busted Pencils. They had conflicting schedules, so they could not make it this particular day, but they will be back next week.
Yeah, every Thursday at 6:35.
And
Okay.
We have as our special guest Nick Ramos, who is still making it here.
Yeah, traffic's pretty tight downtown right now, so yeah.
Okay, let's
he'll be here any minute though. He said he's on the way.
I have a clip of Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
And this is just hilarious because he did the 60 Minutes thing introducing Kamala.
Right. Yeah.
And I just thought, this is perfectly perfectly said. If we could just get 73, cut 73.
Listen, okay, let's hear it.
Good evening. It has been a tradition here at The Late Show since yesterday that the major party candidates sit down with me for an interview in October. We invited Kamala Harris to be our guest this evening, and she accepted that interview in a moment. In the interest of fairness, we also invited former President Donald Trump to go f*** himself. He declined our offer.
He declined that offer.
Wow. Okay.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
What a way to introduce that. All right. Let's get to Mike John. What?
Okay.
We have a call?
We do have a call.
We do. Let's go to Mark.
All right. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, for this whole Trump Bible thing, what concerns, well, aside from the old concern of $3 for $60 and that whole thing, but are the Chinese able to have access to the Trump Bible because, you know, the Chinese have edited the Bible for, you know, for consumption by their people, and they're including the Constitution. The question that comes to mind, and the Bill of Rights separately, do they stop the Constitution at the end of the first draft of the first Constitution without the amendments and then just tag on the Bill of Rights like the other subsequent amendments don't exist? That's kind of in line with a lot of maggot thinking there that and prior to 2025, because they certainly don't like women voting and the whole equal rights for all people, they don't like that either, and certainly the amendment to allow taxation, you know, that specifically allowing taxation of income included in the 16th Amendment, they don't like that either. So just what the Constitution are they talking about?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you never know what China has done to all of that, putting that book together for Trump and, of course, costing American jobs as well. All right. And then what do you think? This will be part of the tariffs that Trump wants to put in place?
He's going to put tariffs
on his own book.
On the Trump Bible?
Yes, of course. Raise that price up a little bit. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. In the studio, Nick Ramos.
Hey.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, and sorry, fellas. I'm late because I left my phone at the house. So
You had to go back and get it.
Well, you know, I realized.
I do the same thing. You know, you got to have it, right?
The
whole day depends on
literally
you.
Literally got on the highway and then had to turn right back around.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
Well, you made it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to be here, fellas.
Yeah. Well, always good to have you and to give us an update on what's going on with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Big things going on, especially in Wausau. But let's talk about that first instead of the amendment. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. But well, what's happening in Wausau, the latest?
Well.
on the ballot, Bob?
Yeah, you know, I just got back from Wausau. We had a really nice press conference there. We had some counter protesters there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, there was quite a few people there. And They weren't all that friendly to me because you know, they found out I was from Madison. They had a whole like "Go back to Madison" chant for me, which was just great. But
wow!
Well, I mean, good chant. Yeah. I mean, you know, because chants. You know, I'm a fan of chanting. Either side, you know, wow. I just love a good chant.
So here's my thing, man. They had an election integrity chant, and I actually during the press conference when I was standing back, I was actually singing it with them because I think we agree.
Yes.
Election integrity is important. But I think how we get there, I think that's where we disagree. And so for those who are not keeping score at home, the mayor in Wausau, you know, he's been under a lot of heat for putting on a whole hard hat like Bob the Builder. For everybody that's been around in the 90s and the early 2000s, there was a cartoon of a guy that, you know, he fixed things and he had a hard hat on. And so
this guy broke the law and took a picture of it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they're not smart.
It's under investigation, and so I won't rule it out.
Okay, allegedly.
Yeah, you know, sure. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is currently investigating. But yeah, on a Sunday after church, he decided, you know, to get in front of the clerk when the clerk decided to put a Dropbox out that would have been live on Monday. Decided he wanted to put it in his office, hold it hostage for a week. And, you know, he would have gotten away with it, you know, like a Scooby-Doo villain had the, you know, democracy defenders like Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, all voting is local, social polls, SEIU, a bunch of us. We stepped up and the Wausau residents were pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we started organizing people immediately and we called them out. It became national news and we've had it been in the national news for the last couple of weeks. And we had citizens file a complaint with the federal DOJ, and we actually met with U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea. He was great.
Yeah.
And he was just saying a lot of pro-democracy messaging. And so, man, shout out to Timothy O'Shea. You're the man. And so we were in Wausau. They had a common council meeting this Tuesday. And, you know, the mayor, again, right in the 11th hour, tried to slip one past the goalie, tried to put a bill in front of the common council to put this $3,000 security measure around the ballot drop box when he didn't need to do this. This was a political stunt. He has the ability to just go put money into security for the drop box, but he wanted to put the council out there to make the force them to do a vote to then make them look bad in front of people.
Right.
And the council didn't take the bait. And and the funniest thing is that he starts out this common council meeting doing this whole filibuster for like 5 minutes, which was so bizarre. And like CNN's in there, and I think the New York Times is in there. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, I've never seen anything like this. I've been, you know, in city government for like 4 years. I've never seen a sitting mayor walk around with a mic like he's over here giving a service. He's over here like, yeah, well, you know, this is a hot button issue and all this. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody cut. And the common council's like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And so it was hostile up there, but I stayed around and I tried to talk to as many counter protesters as I could, because at the end of the day, this type of stuff, it's going to continue to divide us if we do not spend the time to really understand why this is bad. Why is it bad that a sitting mayor getting in front of an election official and then going into the media and then bullying them? Like, it creates this very chilling effect. And for people that are out there watching this, it's like it does not give them the confidence that they want to be able to participate in our democracy. And we want everybody to be able to vote, U.S. citizens be able to vote. And a lot of people were challenging me up there and saying, oh, well, I'm implying that I want non-citizens to vote. And I told a gentleman, I stopped the press conference, like, tell me in my career, when have I ever said that? Yeah. You can't. And then, like, it was funny because the wind blew a poster over of Mayor Diney. And then I was like, yeah, even the mayor, this little cardboard cutout of the mayor thinks you're lying. You fell over. And everybody started laughing. And so I just say, like, hey, like, at the end of the day, there's more that unites us than divide us. But, like, what he did is clearly wrong. But people do not see it that way. They think that he was protecting their elections. And we got to be able to try and figure out
that was his excuse. It wasn't fastened to the ground, so he thought he'd take it in before, you know, somebody stole the box or destroyed it or did something to it. So he was just protecting the box.
That is so bogus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh man. He decided to, you know, to spotlight as a Department of Public Works staffer, put the vest on and a helmet, do a photo op, send it to the Common Council president, you know, and then.
He ran on taking this out. He ran against drop boxes.
That's right.
To become mayor.
That's right.
So he just tipped his hand.
Oh, I mean.
Just a little.
Again, and there's been a lot of backtracking. Now he's playing victim up there, and guess what? Like,
Ain't working, right?
There's nothing to play victim up there about that. Yeah, and so I'm glad that there's an investigation rolling. I'm not on a crusade, but, like, man, don't mess with our elections, dude. Yeah. Like, you know better.
Absolutely. All right.
Talking with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We were talking yesterday with
Mike McCabe.
All right.
About the amendment that's on the ballot.
He wrote an editorial in Substack about this, and the amendment would basically do what the national amendment wanted to do, and that is require a birth certificate to vote, which would destroy same-day voting registration. It's crazy. You were going to mention that as well here today. What do you got on that?
Yeah,
golly.
Because it's the way it's worded, right? It's
right
that can be confusing to people, or maybe they just don't know what it's about.
And this hasn't gotten any publicity at all. We're not even talking about it, and we're 3 weeks away from this.
That's right.
So what's happening?
And there's a reason. like this feels like, I swear to God, I feel like Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. Every time we come around elections and we got an amendment on the ballot, it is literally the same thing. It's like, man, we're like 3 weeks away. Nobody knows what the hell we're voting for. And it's all by design, unfortunately. Like, the language makes it so that it creates you, it puts you in a situation where you're like, well, why wouldn't I vote for this thing? I mean, U.S. citizens are supposed to be the only people voting, right? Mm-hmm. And then you hear all this types of fear-mongering that is going on. I was watching an ad last night. It was all about illegal aliens and all this other business and how, like, people are paying for sex changes for illegal aliens and all this other jazz. And I'm just like, guys, all right, please, please, please. Somebody show me the evidence. Show me the evidence of illegal, you know, non-U.S. citizens voting in this state, please, because it does not really exist. And the reason why it doesn't really exist is because it is, like, I have a DACA recipient that is on my staff right now. Mm-hmm. She showed us, like, going on My Vote WI, like, to try and register, and, like, it flagged her immediately when she tried to register, like, on the back end. Like, it knows who's a U.S. citizen, who's not, all right? So try and register to vote first. And even if you try and go in person, do you have the right documents to be able to even go ahead and do that? Like, non-citizens, do you really think after they're seeing their loved ones that look like them that are getting sent out of this place, you really think they want to go in there and try and cast a ballot and then get thrown in jail? Like, that's bizarro to me. We already have a bill that is on the books that already explains who can vote in this state. They're setting it up so that we have to go and use birth certificates to go vote.
Yes.
And 10% of the voting age population do not have a government issued ID. So that is 460,000 Wisconsinites. Mm. We're already disenfranchising people.
And of course, you know, women have maiden names that birth certificate, but they've changed their name. So how do you prove that, right? How does that all work out? Again, this is, and by the way, the Wisconsin Constitution already has in it that only citizens can vote.
Amen.
It's already there.
Amen. Yep.
Talking with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll be back with more after this on the John and Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I expended all my energy before the mic went on. No, I've got to catch my breath again. Okay.
You okay?
92.7.
I got an inhaler for you right over here.
Okay.
Right here.
WMDX. The John and Gordy Family Show and Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick Roymus is in the studio. We're talking about the amendment on the ballot this time around that no one is talking about, and we've got to talk about it. We've got to make sure that you don't vote for this thing. And do we have the text of this?
I'm on the website for the League of Women Voters right now. They have a whole page about this, and they have the text of what the amendment would be. Quote, eligibility to vote. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district may vote in an election for national, state, or local office or at a statewide or local referendum, unquote. Mm-hmm. So that's a word salad right there.
It is a word salad.
Yummy.
Yeah. yeah, what's your reaction?
And it meant to be that way because then it just kind of covers up what they really want to do, requiring a birth certificate
right.
When you vote. So, and it does away with same-day registration.
The key word in all of that is only a United States citizen age 18 or older.
Right.
Currently, and Nick is pulling it up right now, in the Constitution for Wisconsin, it has basically the exact same words, except that instead of only, it says every U.S. citizen age 18 or older.
Right, and that's what Mike McCabe was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
That one word makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me clear my throat.
You're
one
fine.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do it in people's ears, man. Yeah, I mean, that sounds awful. You. But, okay, so people are going to look at this and think this is absolutely harmless.
Right.
And I just want people to think about this, all right? Like, if lawmakers took the energy to put this on the ballot, you can't think that they're just doing it just to play Parcheesi or Chutes and Ladders,
right,
all right?
Exactly.
There's a reason that they went back-to-back in joint resolutions and got it passed in the Assembly and the Senate, all right? They're not just wasting their time, okay? So something as minute as taking every U.S. citizen, you know, age 18 and older and changing it to only, and then on the back end, you know, getting really specific about what elections those individuals can vote on, you know, they are not idiots. They are taking the time to think about what are the next plays. And everybody is spending so much time thinking about non-citizens. We need to be really thinking about the U.S. citizens that are elderly, that are in nursing homes. You already mentioned the people that have maiden names. Yes. We need to be thinking about the people that this is going to disenfranchise every single day, that they are, that people are going to be voting against their own interests on this, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, people, like, our right to vote, it needs to be protected, and we already have clear language on the books that explains who can vote in this state. Right. So, like, why are we wasting our time with another constitutional amendment? I can tell you why. Because they knew that they could never get this bill, you know, to tweak it and change it past the governor, because he knew that he would have got it. They would have gotten it swatted like Dikembe Mutombo, RIP. And I'm just telling you right now that, like, these guys are already thinking not only about that, but trying to do other nefarious things to try and then think about how we can disenfranchise more people. The voter ID law was the first part of it. And if you think that we're not above trying to make people get their birth certificates out when they go vote, you got another thing coming, buddy. There's a reason why there are not just Wisconsin, but multiple states that have this on their ballot this year, all right? And there, it's a coordinated effort across the country to try and be able to get these types of amendments across the finish line so that we are stuck with them for generations. And we should not be taking the bait. People need to vote no and vote no emphatically for this, because if we get sucked down this rabbit hole, I promise you, we're going to be having our backs against the wall trying to fight against this. And this is not fair to regular U.S. citizen voters. Non-U.S. citizen voters are, I mean, non-citizen voters are not voting in this state, all right? And if they were, they would be getting the book thrown at them. They would be getting thrown in jail. They would not be allowed to, because it is against the law. So why are we creating problems with the Constitution, guys?
I've got to say that I'm really disappointed in the Democrats in the legislature not going out and informing everyone about this, you know, calling a press conference, telling us about this amendment. I can't believe that they didn't say a word. We've got to get the Democrats to start reacting to some of this stuff to tell us what's going on in the legislature, so at least we're aware of it. I'm really disappointed in the Democrats this time around.
I'm a nonpartisan actor, man, but all I got to say is everybody needs to be able to step up and stand up for what's right. And what this amendment is just bad public policy all around, and we should not be voting against our interests, guys. This is awful.
Now, you've got some kind of program, or you're going to mention.
Yeah, real quick. You know, because this ballot drop box stuff, we've been in Brookfield, we were in Wausau, we got the ballot drop boxes back. We got the ballot drop box back in Wausau. That's a beautiful victory for voters. And we're taking our show on the road. You know, in Dodge County, we had a sheriff. And real quick, like that sheriff said that there was no drop boxes in Dodge.
Yes.
But we're going to Dodge, and we're going to be taking our show around the road to try and get drop boxes back.
Mm-hmm.
So
good
follow
deal.
Us on the
WSDC. Are they coming
WSDC?
Back in New Berlin? Are they coming back there, or?
Where?
Is it New Berlin?
Well, I mean, I know they got them in Beaver Dam and a few other cities.
Okay.
But
all right.
Nick, we're out of time, but if people want to find out more about Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, tell them where to
check. If you got access to the internet, WISDC.org. WISDC.org. Subscribe, and you get all my e-alerts, and you can tell me if you like them or if you tell me you hate them. I mean, I write them, so please give me feedback.
All right.
Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Hope to have you in one more time before the election.
Yep. Hey, all right. Let's do that. Absolutely, fellas.
Very good. And that'll do it for us for today. Tomorrow, it's going to be Friday, and it's going to be Rocker with the Max Inc. preview.
That's right.
And we'll join you 6 a.m. bright and early right here on 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day, okay? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do it.
Nick, you want to go have some coffee?
What?
About me?
How about a beer? Want to go to the gazebo?
Sure.
You're gazebo. The John Lordy Show. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.